regarding vessels. We are not factory made, but God handcrafted us in just the way he wanted, with a special plan and a special job for each of us. We need to trust, not try to change it. We are valuable. God wants our vessel to someday reside eternally with him in his great house. And this is the one that really blows me, is that we are important enough to hold his greatest treasure, Jesus Christ. Broken vessels. Because of life, we will always sustain brokenness, which God is willing to repair in his aid station. We start this process by accepting Christ as our Savior. When we confess our sins, even those we are not aware of, the sacrificial blood of Jesus is applied to our dirty linen. Remember the red in the washing machine? The red suds. See, I told you I'd give you some answers. When cleansed, we are ready to serve the Lord in any good works he sets before us in our way to becoming the honorable pots. Aroma fragrances. Unholiness is the stench in the nostrils of God. And that risks us into becoming a dishonorable pot. You know, because of Christ, we can get and give off that sweet smell which sets us aside from others. And to help develop that aroma, we can walk in love with him and spend time in worship, prayer, and scripture. That will develop us. What I wanted to really share with you is my personal experience of being a clay pot. Early on when I came back to the church, I was grappling with things like pruning the vine, the branches, the vine, and I was also grappling with the potter. Now, either one of those subjects, the formation was beautiful to me, but what I could not handle was the cutting, the, you know, misshaping me, moving me around was not something I cared to do. God, you made me the way I am. But early on, now I'm going to call it a visual experience because I don't know what else to call it. I don't see things visually very often, so that when I do, it sort of sticks with me. But I was in a box, a cardboard box in the corner, and I was a pot. You know, I think it was sort of shaped like a vase, and I was in this corner, but I could see and a slit on the other side, and I was in a studio. I was in a potter's studio, and I could see the back of this potter, and I knew it was Jesus. I could feel the warmth of the kiln. It was very, very pleasant to watch him from the back. Then he turned and came toward me, and I was terrified. The vision just stopped, just like that. Sometime later, it was the very same. Same scene, same place. And Jesus turned around, and he came to me. But I was nervous, but I wasn't terrified. And that scene just faded away. I still don't know what I look like. Doesn't make any difference, really. I've never been able to go back to that scene. I think I'm out of the box. But I do have a prototype and an image that is It is very important to me. And that image and prototype is our pot. Just gaze at that pot. You don't have to look. But once that pot was built the way it was supposed to be built, was nicely shaped, and then I don't know what happened, but it got broken. It got smashed. It got broken. And it laid over there for a long, long time. And something nudged some loving people to look at that pot, and they said, what can we do? So they inscribed prayers. Inside there are prayers. You know, in the thing, the wispy muttering, those are prayers. And it's filled full of prayers. And someone loving put that together. And it's not complete. You know, there's holes, but those holes make it so that the light can come out, the aroma can come out. I don't know what I look like, but I wouldn't mind being that pot when I grow up. Thank you.